day, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you're doing well wherever you are at this particular time and during this very unusual year. My name is Zachary Moore. I'm Deputy Managing Editor for the Americas region with ICIS. And I'm joined today by Alex Lidbeck with Chemical Data, which is now part of ICIS. So we're working together to cover polystyrene in North America. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, certainly 2020 has been a challenging year for polystyrene. A lot of the commodity polymers have actually fared pretty well in spite of the overall economic gloom. We've seen a lot of those products have either held their own, not seen a lot of erosion, or have even seen some positive demand growth. But polystyrene's not been so fortunate. It's been down about 8% overall this year. So, Alex, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what's been happening on the food packaging side?
Yes. For polystyrene, about two-thirds of all polystyrene consumption is for food packaging and for food service. And I'll start with the good news. The good news has been on the foam food packaging, and a lot of that is for protein trays. As you can imagine, with people staying at home and doing more grocery shopping, whether in person or online, they're buying a lot of chicken and beef, for example, in the foam food trays. And that has actually, you know, resulted in positive growth this year, and it's a, you know, pretty sizable market. The non-foam food packaging, on the other hand, has seen around 15% decline this year. And part of that is just because of the changing consumption behaviors of people. They're not going out to eat. They're not going out to movies or sporting events. Also, schools, you know, were largely closed for the better part of 2020, and then also limited attendance. So all of those things had a negative impact on the non-foam food packaging, but the food sector is a key sector for the polystyrene industry, and it hasn't performed that well, as Zachary said, around 8%. Zachary, what have you seen on the, say, the durable good applications?
Yeah, well, in durable goods, we saw, you know, when all of these movement restrictions and staying at home first started, there was a really sharp decline in the durable sector, which you could see is, you know, high impact polystyrene seeing a bigger erosion year on year compared to general purpose. But going into this third quarter, especially, and even still into the fourth quarter, we've seen U.S. manufacturing activity has moved back into expansionary territory. There's been a really nice boost in demand for the durables. We have a lot of people right now looking to move out of cities, taking larger houses, moving into the suburbs, and that's increased demand for a lot of electronics and appliances. So September demand on the electrical section was up about 15% from September 2020 to September 2019. We also saw that in terms of the splits between high impact and general purpose, September to September, high impact was up about 5% compared to 2.5% for GPPS. But for the full year, high impact still down about 15 as opposed to 5 for general purpose. So been catching up, but still has a ways to go.
Yeah, that is good news. But clearly 2020 will be another negative year in terms of demand growth following pretty large declines in 18 or 19. But I think we agree that should be a little bit of an uptick in demand as macroeconomics improve next year. And hopefully a vaccine by the middle of next year. But after 2021, more than likely, polystyrene will fall into its slow contracting market trend.
Yeah, I'd say we're in agreement with that. It's a resin that's had some issues in terms of its public image. Has also been facing a lot of interpolymer competition from polypropylene and from PET. So it's it is definitely a resin that's kind of struggling to gain favor.
Yeah, it's important to mention that you know, polystyrene can be recycled, and there are efforts to increase recycling of polystyrene as the chemical recycling, which is good news, but it is starting from a small base.
Absolutely, and there is some encouraging work being done about the chemical recycling of polystyrene, which should help the industry. And then, of course, polystyrene is a market that tends to be heavily influenced by the movement in feedstock costs. And I would say that from both of our perspectives, we would imagine that 2021 is going to see some higher benzene and styrene prices relative to the multi-decade lows we've seen in 2020.
Yes, I think we've seen a little bit of an uptick in benzene as of late and styrene as well. But we do expect that benzene, which has been very undervalued relative to oil and naphtha, that it'll start its march back to some normalcy over a course of 2021, which means rising prices.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today, Alex. And for any of you looking for some guidance in the polystyrene world, please feel free to reach out to either Alex or myself, as we'll be working together moving forward.